In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are four principal documents from the Second Vatican Council. There's the document on the Church, there's the document on the Church in the modern world, there is the Sacred Constitution on the Liturgy, and there is Dei Verbum, the Sacred Constitution on Divine Revelation. And of all of these, the last is probably the most important, though that's kind of like saying which of the four Gospels is the most important. They all do their job. But understanding divine revelation is very important, because it is through divine revelation, God showing himself, that we come to know God, that we come to know the Gospels, that we can fulfill the reason that God made us. Why did God make you? You remember, to know him, to love him, to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him forever in the next. And unless we know him, how can we serve him? Unless we know him, how can we be obedient to him? So we have to know him. And we can know a bit about God through a natural revelation. And what's natural revelation? It's, you've ever been outside and you look around at all the stuff that's out there, wow, someone had to make this. And whoever made it had to be good, because this is really good stuff. That's an example of being able to reason to the existence of God. But really, to know much about God, he has to show himself to us, because God is very, very big and we are very, very small. And so in past ages, as it says in this first chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, God spoke to us in various and partial ways to our ancestors through the prophets. God spoke in little ways, fragmentary ways, in order to prepare for the great revelation in the person of Christ. And as I try to make clear each and every Christmas, Jesus did not just come to take away our sins. He came to take away our sins. He came to open the gates of heaven for us. But he also came to show us God, so that when we hear the words spoken through the mouth of Jesus, we're actually not hearing someone speaking about God or secondhand information about God. We're hearing about God from God himself. And this is why there will be no more public revelation. No more. How can you top what God has to say about God? That's why there are no more prophets in the classical sense, because nothing new needs to be revealed. And so if anyone ever tells you, I got some new information about God, run. They're lying. Or as is written on the walls of our own cathedral, though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you besides that which has been preached to you, let him be accursed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.